We all have dreams, but dreams by their very nature can be difficult to achieve. That's where Access Credit Union comes in. Whether it's going to college, owning a car, or building your dream home, your local credit union can help you to fulfill your dreams. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years.
Close your eyes and pull like down.
And a new Irish record for Phil Healy, 22.99.
Christy Cooney hands over the Sam Maguire Cup to Graham Canty, Cork All-Ireland champions for the seventh time ever.
Hello and welcome to the Star Sport Podcast. My name is Jack McCarran of the Southern Star and I'm joined as always by Star Sport editor Kieran McCarty. Before we kick things off, I'd just like to give a gentle reminder to our listeners and viewers to please rate, review and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube. The Star Sport Podcast is brought to you by Access Credit Union. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years. We've a packed show again for you this week with the county championships in full swing across all codes. In a few moments, we're going to chat to one of the busiest men in Cork GAA. Cora Keane will take to the field for the Newcestown Footballers at 2 p.m. this Saturday as they take on West Cork rivals Carbery Rangers in a must-win Premier Senior football game. Then at 5:15, he'll swap the jersey for the bib as he heads to Clonakilty, where he'll manage Cora in another huge West Cork derby against Kilmacobby in the Junior A Football Championship. And there's also the small matter of the 1-1 he struck for Newcestown against Cloyne in last weekend's 2:24-1:9 Senior A Hurling Championship win. So there's plenty for us to dive into with Cork. Later, we'll hear from Cork ladies football captain Martina O'Brien ahead of Clonakilty's first ever Senior County Football Championship game versus Kinsale this Sunday. But Kieran, before all that, we might start with a quick update from you on the latest in the search for new managers for both the Cork ladies and men's senior football teams. I noted in the story that you posted on our website last night that on the ladies' side, at least, there have been three main candidates identified. Who are they and what can you tell us about them?
So as far as I understand, there's a shortlist of three there. So we have Aoife Fitzgerald, who has been manager of the Cork ladies football team for the past 6 years. We have John Cleary, the Castleleva man, who's very well known. And he had a very successful stint, actually, as the Cork minor ladies manager a couple of years ago. I think he won 4 or 5 All-Irelands in a couple of years there. And then there's Shane Ronan, from probably best known for he's in charge of the Warren Abbey machine that's dominated Cork ladies club football scene for year after year after year until West Cork came along last year and dethroned Warren Abbey. But Warren Abbey still won back-to-back All-Ireland senior club titles. So as far from what I understand, they're the three names being linked with the job. And it looks like there could be an interview process even as early as this week, because I think the hope is that at the next Cork LGFA County Board meeting, which I think is next Monday night, the 27th, if I'm correct, that they hope to go with a name to put to the board. Like that timeline might not just work out. It depends how the story evolves this week. But you're looking at a very high caliber shortlist of, like Aoife Fitzgerald, like the incumbent at the moment, done won All Ireland, I think 3 Division 1 National Leagues. And as far as I know, he's keen to stay in the job. Like I said, Cleary is very well qualified. Shane Ronan is extremely well qualified too. So it's a really strong shortlist for the Cork ladies football job. But when you consider what the Mead ladies did this year, coming from intermediate up to senior, winning the whole thing, and when you consider the talent that the Cork that's in Cork ladies football and some of the players that are at the management's disposal, you can see why it's an attractive job for whoever gets it. So we could see white smoke by this time next week. It's not guaranteed, but it's a possibility. On the other side, then, on the men's side, the Cork GAA released a statement last Saturday asking interested applicants to submit an there by email by this Friday, the 24th, 5 p.m. to submit their interest, including a brief CV, which is kind of a strange one, I thought, kind of. So they're leaving herself open to every Tom, Dick, Harry and wannabe Cork boss to throw their name into the hat when you open up the process like this. But it obviously shows that the search is ongoing. You're not interested in putting your name, Jack?
I was just thinking there as you were saying that, it's like when you would have seen kind of jokes about people sending in their football manager CVs when the Premier League clubs open up their jobs to applications. So yeah, I don't know if I'm yet ready to make the step up to Cork inter-county management. I obviously would back myself to probably do a brilliant job and win an All-Ireland in my first year, but my CV is fairly scant in terms of detail. So what I could say is 3 years working at the Southern Star, 3 years working at the Racing Post. Like, these aren't the types of things that the Cork County Board are looking for. But what they might be looking for is the fact that I scored 2 goals in a losing under-16 Ryan D County football final. So that's going back 20 years, almost, no, like 15 years. So that was my last game of organised Gaelic football. So I scored 2 goals. We lost. It was Ryan D. But I wonder, would that at least get me an interview? What about yourself, Kieran? Coming from where you come from, your mind is obviously greatly sought after in the world of Gaelic football at the minute. Half the counties in Ireland have men employed from your county.
I think I'm a lot safer and better used on this side, on this side of the sideline. I don't think it'd be any use on the other side. But just in case anyone listening to our podcast right now wants to put their name in for the Cork Senior Football Manager's position, I'm just reading the email here that the applications can be emailed to administrator.cork@gea.ie before 5 p.m. on Friday, September 24th, which is this Friday. And candidates are asked to include a brief CV on application. So like I said at the outset, Jack, I suppose it shows that the search for Rona McCarthy's successor is ongoing. But they'd really want to, what I feel, they'd really want to step this up and get the right man in place as soon as they can, because the county championships, the football championships are up and running. This weekend coming up is another action-packed county football championship weekend, and all the big teams are in action. And that's the second of the three group phases, of the second round of the group phase. So it's an interesting one. I presume that the Cork GA executive or the Cork County Board want to get the right man in place ASAP, but they're being exhaustive in their search, and I suppose that's no bad thing either. It'd be interesting to see what names pop up in that inbox during this week, if there's emails from outside the county as well as inside the county, if there's any Dublin men, Donegal men, Kerry men putting up their hands and saying to Cork, come on, I'll have a chat with you, let's talk. So it's going to be interesting, but it looks like at this stage that we'll have news on the Cork ladies football manager's job before the men's.
Yeah, it is curious how they didn't open that up to all comers. They decided they were going to keep it to a more tightly, well-organized shortlist. Whereas, as you say, every Tom, Dick and Harry, and I hope at least one listener listening to this podcast this week does send in a CV, whether it be serious or whether it be as a joke. And if they do, maybe send us on the email and we'll read it out on next week's podcast, and we can campaign, we'll lobby on your behalf.
Just on that, just going back to my youth. No, I worked in Pound City in Clarny, which is years ago now. I was, and that's long gone. And at the time, there was a fellow called Philip there who was a huge Arsenal fan, and he actually applied for a job at a Premier League club, and he was only a teenager. I'm not sure it was at Arsenal, but it was definitely some Premier League club. But he got an acknowledgement to his his interest. Yeah, and remember he brought in the letter in the letterhead of that club and so on. I was like, oh, kind of cool. It was kind of cool. So you never know. Kind of put in your name for the Cork job and you might get a letterhead back saying, thanks, but no thanks.
Well, Kieran, just a moment ago, you mentioned that the county championships are coming, taking fast at us in all codes. There's hurling, football, camogie, ladies football ongoing at the minute. And one man who's involved across several different grades and codes is Newcestown's Cora Keane, who we're going to hear from in a moment. But as I mentioned in my intro, Kieran, he's involved as a player with Newcestown football on Saturday, as a manager with Tadhg Mac Comhairle football on Saturday evening. And he played against Cloyne for the Newcestown Hurlers just this weekend passed. So he's an extremely busy man at the moment. And you spoke to him. Before we hear from him, just maybe give us a flavour of how on earth he goes about balancing his schedule.
Just to prove Jack's fallibility, both those games are Sunday, Jack. They're Sunday. It's New Stone Kirby Rangers in Clonakilty on Sunday at 2 p.m. And then Tiger McCorrigan taking on Kilmacabby in Roscarbery at 5:15 p.m. on Sunday. So not even time, just he left to just, like you said, change the bib and head over to Roscarbery for that Junior A game. But Cork is an extremely busy man at the moment, juggling the New Stone hurlers and footballers, as well as being the Tyke McCorrig GA manager. But looking at New Stone for a second, the hurlers had a superb win against Clyne last weekend, and it means that they're sitting pretty on top of Group C after two rounds. So they have 3 points from their two games, and their next game is against Killa in a couple of weeks' time. So New Stone have their destiny in their own hands when it comes to the County Senior A Hurling Championship, and they're in a strong position there. Now, attention turns to football for this Sunday's West Cork Derby against Kirby Rangers. And New Stone are that rare dual senior club, but they're also well used now to juggling hurling and football commitments. So it's football this week for New Stone. And that game against Kirby Rangers in Clonakilty on Sunday, it's a must win for both of them. Both teams lost their group openers a couple of weeks back, and New Stone went down to Castlehaven, and Kirby Rangers lost to Éire Óg. So if they have ambitions of getting to the knockout stages of this year's Premier Senior Football Championship, they have to win this game on Sunday. Whoever loses, whether it's New Stone or Kirby Rangers, they could suddenly find themselves, or they will find themselves, going into the final round of games, needing a result to avoid getting dragged into the relegation. The relegation battle. So there's a lot on the line. Like, this is, as Cork would kind of say quite soon, it's a championship game. It's a must-win knockout game, because the winner will go into the final round knowing what they need to do to get to the knockout stages, but lose this game and you're in trouble. So it's going to be quite an interesting game. And then after that, Cork will just have to get in the car, head over to Roscarbery, because Tyke McCorrig and Kilmacabby in round three of the Kirby Junior A Football Championship, that is a mouth-watering title. There's a huge rivalry between these two teams over the last number of years. Even go back to last year, Kilmacabby got the better of Cora in a semi-final. I think that was a miserable night altogether. And Kilmacabby only won that by a couple of points. And go back a few years, they're involved in a big final too that Kilmacabby won. So fierce rivalry there. Two of the best junior football teams in the Kirby division. And you think whoever comes out of this game will have a bit of momentum behind them, and they'd be probably the ones to watch or the ones to stop in the rest of the championship. So Cork has a very, very busy weekend ahead of him. But as you'll hear from right now, he's looking forward to it. Delighted now to be joined on the podcast by New Stone's Cork Keane to talk about a very busy couple of weeks for you, Cork. First off, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Oh, no problem, Karen.
I suppose we're here to talk about New Stone and obviously your role as manager of Kilmacabby, but we'll come to that in a while. But first, New Stone, when it comes to the county championships now, it's so busy for the club. Like, obviously, as a dual senior club, they're going strong in football and hurling. And let's chat about hurling first. Super win against Clyne last weekend, 2-24-1-9. You're sitting pretty now at the top of the table. So talk me through the win against Clyne and Ballyhenley. It seems like a really strong second half performance.
Yeah, it was. It was a poor first half performance. So we upped it at half time, I think. And yeah, we got a lot of scores on the board kind of early, and it settled us. And it was a matter then after of building the score, because the scores matter in the group stages now. But even with that win, it's we're still not qualified, and we still have a lot of work to do. So, like, you know, it was a good win, and it was a big win, you know, against the traditional powerhouse. But maybe, you know, in reality, Clyne aren't the force they were, and we need to keep grounded. We have a big game now against Killa. We beat them last year, but you know, they appear to be, from, you know, going by what people are saying, they appear to be a different side this year, and far better organised and prepared, and that'll be a tough one. So, you know, we can be after two good results up to now, but it could all go against us if we don't get a result against Killa. So that's the next big one, you know.
Because you were coming off a draw against Father Neil's the previous weekend in your opening game. So what was the mood in the camp heading into the game against Clyne?
It was positive. You know, it was initially, there was great disappointment there because we let a 4 or 5 point lead slip in injury time against Father O'Neill's, and, you know, a deflected goal in the last strike of the game nearly was disappointing against, you know, they're the favourites for the competition. But it was positive because we know the performance was good. We knew if we replicated that performance that there was a great chance that we were going to beat Clyne. And, you know, if we can keep performing, then the results will happen, you know.
Going into that game against Kill, I think that's October 9th, is it? Noosa, so you have your destiny in your own hands. Like, you're top of the table at the moment. You know what you have to do to get to the knockout stages. So that's the ideal position to be in right now.
Sure it is. It is. Like, it's better than chasing your tail. And, you know, we've a good start. And but it's important to finish the job, same as anything else. So, you know, we won't be going in overly confident, but we'll be going in a good place, definitely, yeah.
So now, like I said earlier, as a dual club, it's non-stop and it's football mode this week, I presume, because Newstown gave a huge game against Carbery Rangers this Sunday in Clonakilty. So how does that work, Cormac, switching from hurling to football? Is it as soon as that game against Clyne was over into football mode?
Yeah, like, well, we'd have spoken about, you know, that previously, and we went through it last year, and we've gone through it a long time now, but it's just about switching your mindset straight away that you're recovering and, you know, switching on for the next one. And, you know, we're not training this week until Wednesday night. So we have a few days off now. But, you know, on those few days off, it's important to do the right things. And we've been doing it a long time now. So we're just used to it. And it's great. You know, the new county championships are brilliant. You know, I think that, you know, the dual clubs do suffer, but it is exciting. Like, it's for clubs, for players, supporters. It's non-stop. It's championship game every week nearly. And so you prefer to have it to be busy and to be thinking in, you know, short term next week again, rather than waiting weeks and weeks, you know.
And this game against Ross on Sunday in Clonakilty, there'll be huge interest locally in this. You two huge senior football clubs going head to head. Both teams lost in their opening group game. So but yourselves and Ross Carbery, know you kind of need, well, you have to win this game if you want to progress to the knockout stages.
Yeah, it's not coach, yeah. It is. You know, you were on about the hurling there. We're top of the table and we're in a good place and we've a lot of the hard work done, but we're a step behind in the football. So even a win for either team, you know, this Sunday won't mean we progress any further. We still have to go out and win the next day. So it's a massive one for both clubs. And essentially, it's not good if you lose, you're gone. So a result is vital, yeah.
Newstown, you lost your opener to Castlehaven a couple of weeks ago, and that's a Castlehaven team that was coming off the back of the 2020 county final just 6 days earlier. So they almost had that championship game under their belts as preparation for the 2021 championship. So looking back on that loss to the Haven, what were the positives that Newstown can take in that game?
No, you're right. We underestimated the value of the extra championship game because we saw it in when we played Father Neil's in the hurling. We were that little bit sharper and a little bit, you know, we were more ready than they were, really, I think, from the off. And it was probably similar with the Haven and us, you know. They got a massive start. They're up 9 points after 10 minutes or something like that. So we feel we left ourselves down, to be honest about it. So we have to make up for it now, and that's the reality of it.
Like I said, Ross Carbery and Ross and Newstown, like, you met in last year's championship two at the group stage, and Newstown won that by 3 points. Like, you'd take the exact same result right now, would you?
Geez, you would. Yeah, we played well that day against Ross. You know, but yeah, this is a new year. It's a new management team for us as well. And, you know, both teams will be, I don't think the personnel will be the same in either team. We've lost a few and Depas, we've lost a few as well. So, you know, it's a new game. You know, we have to just focus on this. And we know Ross are a top side. You know, they have a county championship under their belt. And we don't. So they're probably favourites. I'm not sure what the bookies are saying, but we'll need everything we have to beat them.
Ross Carbery lost their opener to Éire Óg'an. Éire Óg'an, like, the surprise package of this group, like, it was strong as it was when you'd Castlehaven, Newstown and Carbery Rangers, and then with Éire Óg'an going to senior A football and join this group. Like, it's the strongest group of the lot, bar none. Like, as a fourth seed, it doesn't get any stronger than Éire Óg'an. So when you saw that result coming through from Bendon, that Éire Óg'an had beat Ross Carbery, were you surprised or what were you thinking?
Well, I think Ross were missing John Hayes. They're missing another couple. Éire Óg'an had good momentum, and you spoke a while ago about, you know, having a championship game under their belt. And Erog had that. Did a couple of championship games between the hurling and the football. So, you know, did a lot of momentum. So it wasn't a massive surprise, really. It was a big win for them, but it wasn't a massive surprise. They were coming in massive momentum. And, you know, they're a good side. They've got top quality players. We played them the last couple of years and between league and practice games and that. And they're a good side. We know they're a good side. But Ross are a good side as well. And Ross know of a game under their belt, and they'll be after learning from that. And again, like, you know, it's going to be tough. Like you said there, it's some tough group. Like, there's just no easy game in it. It's just, it's really, the championship at the moment is really strong. Like, you've probably 8 or 9 or 10 teams who can all beat each other. Even Valley Rovers showed that with Nemo, and, you know, it's really strong at the moment. You know, but we just seem to get landed into a group that, you know, it's called the group of death, and it is like it's 4 really strong teams. You know, the fourth seed could easily beat the top seed in our group. You know, I don't think it's that. I don't think in the other groups the fourth seed can beat the top seed, but in our group it's well possible. You know, there's 4 good teams in it.
And the factors that Derby element to this group of death as well, like you said, like there's yourselves, there's Ross, and there's Castlehaven. It was just the same last year. Does that add a bit of extra spice to even a game like this Sunday? And you both know there's so much at stake, but you're playing the crowd down the road that you know so well, and fellas that you know pretty well as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We know them very well, and we've played them a lot. And, you know, one of their clubmen coached us maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So, you know, they're a top side, we know that. But definitely, you know, the West Cork Derby down in Clonakilty again, with their stand and the atmosphere, it's brilliant. It's brilliant for the championship, you know.
Like I said at the very start, Cormac, like, you're busier than most right now, okay? You've the new South Hurlers and the footballers, but you're also coach and manager of the Tyke McCarrick junior footballers, and there's a huge game on Sunday evening, 5:15 in Ross Garbery. It's Tyke McCarrick against reigning champions Kilmacobby. Like, it doesn't come any bigger than Cormac against Kilmacobby. So what's the plan for you as soon as the noose is down, Ross game is over, into the car and straight across to Ross?
Yeah, that's it. As I said there earlier, that we had a similar situation last year. We played Kilmeen in the first round with Cor, and then we had to rush over to Dunmanway to play Island Rovers in senior football championship. So it happened to us last year too, and, you know, it's fine. It is what it is, and we'll be prepared for it. You know, it's a massive game. It's exciting for both clubs. Like, you know, Kilmacobby and Tyke McCarrick have a big rivalry. But it's a healthy rivalry. I think it improves standards in both clubs. So, you know, when one club is going well, the other club feels they have to step up to keep up with the neighbours and that. So it's a healthy rivalry. It's definitely brought an added pep to our training. You know, there's an added excitement in the club. You know, Kilmacobby have had the upper hand there the last couple of years. You know, they beat us in the league earlier in the year. I think we beat them in the league last year. And then they beat us in championship last year by a point or two. So it should be feisty, but it's healthy. It's we're looking forward to it. We're very excited by it, you know.
It's a great clash. Like, two of the top junior A football teams in the Carabao division going head to head. And you haven't been in action since the first round. It was a 10.9 win against Kilbritton. That was back in early August. So you've had that bit of a break waiting for this round 3 game. So how have you kept things on track, Cora, for those couple of weeks?
It's been tough. Like, it's a long time ago now, and the lads are training and we're playing practice games and we're trying to organize, and it's hard to get practice games, you know, with, you know, so many dual clubs and a lot of clubs hurling, and it's tough. Like, you know, ideally I think it would have been nicer to play a championship a few weeks ago and keep momentum going and keep driving on, but it is what it is now, and we are where we are. So we've been just kept, that's it. We've been playing practice games and that. Now, we've a lot of hurlers as well. We've 8 or 9 lads playing hurling with 4 or 5 different clubs. So I'm not sure if Kilmacobby have any lads hurling. I'm not sure how they're fixed, but we've lads in Bantry and Skibb, and we've a couple of lads in Randalls. We've 3 Driscolls in Bishopstown. So it's been difficult enough actually to get full teams for practice games and full squads for training. But this week now, we should be uninterrupted. So we should be okay now going forward, you know.
Like we're saying, like, talk about a game to focus the mind. It's Kilmacobby, they're the reigning champions. they got back in track. They lost to Marys in the first summer. They got back in track in their last game. So they probably have a bit of momentum coming into that. And they have that extra game now recently that Cara haven't had. And like we spoke about earlier, could that be something that Cara might have to overcome, the fact that Quebec have been in action since you were playing last?
Yeah, possibly. Along with that, you know, the Kilbritton game was a dour old game, and you know, I suppose I'd be careful, but I suppose we had kind of a fussy referee, and there was a lot of freeze, and there was no flow to it. So I'm not sure who's reffing now Sunday, but I'd hope that he'd let it flow small. But you know, it's on a side note, I suppose for coach, it's hard for coaches to coach teams when you're not sure, you know, if you're even allowed to tackle. You know, sometimes referees are blowing freeze. Even where, you know, forwards could make a bad decision and they might just take on a man and you know, go down a blind alley. They're being given freeze and being rewarded for it. And I just hope the referee on Sunday is strong and, you know, he lets the game flow a bit. And it's not just a free-taking competition, you know. But go back to your question, I suppose. They did play Cullums there a couple of weeks ago in Achaville. They were impressive. I think they won quite easily. And whereas the Marys game, that was a great game for them. Like, St. Marys are very strong. They seem to be well coached by Conor Condon there, and they'll be a massive force. So that game will also stand to Kilmacabee, you know. So yeah, I suppose the extra game will be great for them. They probably had a poor result against Steve Leary, and they'll be looking to rectify that this year and go a step further, you know. So it's going to be tough for us, but it is what it is, and I think it's going to be very tight.
It's a Carrick Junior Football Championship. It's a cracking competition, and next year the new format is coming in where there's going to be 16 teams there. So actually, five current Junior A teams are going to be regraded down to Junior B. But like you said, there, like, there's obviously Carr, there's Kilmacabee, there's St. Mary's, like you kind of over the years, St. James as well, champions a couple of years ago. Like, it's a really, really good competition, and it's always hard to pick a winner.
It is, and you've Barry Rono who are coming strong, and Tim League are strong, Ballinascarty. So there's not, as you say, look, the five teams going down, I do think that's necessary. I think there's probably a little bit of a gap there to the lower teams. It'll also make the Junior B Championship a bit stronger. But the 16 teams, it'll be a great competition next year. As I said, the clubs I mentioned there and the three or four clubs you mentioned, they're all strong and none of them would want to draw each other. So it's a good championship now, you know.
So like I said, you're quite a busy man. So thank you for making time to come on the podcast for a chat this week. Best of luck this week and best of luck this weekend as well, Cara.
No problem. Thanks, Kieran.
We all have dreams, but dreams by their very nature can be difficult to achieve. That's where Access Credit Union comes in. Whether it's going to college, owning a car, or building your dream home, your local credit union can help you to fulfill your dreams. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years.
On Sunday at 4 p.m. in Ahamilla, the Clonakilty ladies footballers will make their first ever senior county football championship appearance when they take on Kinsale. In a few moments, we're going to hear from Clonakilty goalkeeper and Cork goalkeeper Martina O'Brien to chat about this historic occasion. But Kieran, maybe just give us some backstory as to why this is such a big deal for the Clonakilty ladies.
The Clonakilty ladies won the county intermediate championship last year. They beat Glenmire in the final. So the reward is a place in the senior ranks. And the county championship for Clonakilty kicks off this weekend. The actual county ladies senior football championship began last weekend. Moran Abbey ominously had a huge win against Fermoy in their round. Moran Abbey looked like the team to stop this year, but they're in a different group to Clonakilty. So Clonakilty are in with Kinsale, they're in with Éire Óg and St. Bell's. So still three tough tests, and they're starting off against a Kinsale team that have the likes of Cork forwards Orla Finn and Saibo Leary. Interestingly too, Clonakilty players and Kinsale players before were all part of the West Cork senior ladies football team at one point or another before the clubs won promotion to the senior ranks and went out on their own. And that West Cork senior ladies football team will not be in action in this year's County Senior Football Championship. That's still not been settled or decided, we could say, about the eligibility of West Cork. for next year's championship or going forward, but we know for definite that they're not involved this year. So they will vacate their crown, or probably better to say that a new champion will be crowned over the next couple of weeks. Mornebby will be the favourites there, but you never know. Like I said, the Martino quite soon. Look what the Mead ladies did in the All-Ireland Senior Championship. They went from intermediate up to senior and they shocked the country. Clonakilty have come from intermediate up to senior. What's that to say? They can't go on a run. It all starts this Sunday, 4 o'clock in Ahamilla. Clonakilty and Kinsale, a real huge West Cork derby to kick it off. And Martina O'Brien is so, so experienced Cork captain this year. She won the county senior football with West Cork last year. She knows all about this level. She knows all what's needed for a team to progress and develop at this level. And as you'll hear from her now, she can't wait to get stuck in this Sunday. It's a big weekend for the Clonakilty ladies footballers when they start their county senior football championship campaign against Kinsale on Sunday. Delighted to be joined now on the podcast by Martina O'Brien. Martina, you're a friend of the show at this stage. If we had a leaderboard for the number of times you've been on this show, I think it's yourself and Orla Finn, and you're in opposition on Sunday, who topped the leaderboard. So thanks for coming back on again.
I'm glad to win something anyway. That's great.
Well, you never know what could happen over the next couple of weeks. Clonakilty could cause a shock, just like the Mead footballers caused a shock, Martina. And before we chat about Clon, I have to ask you about that incredible Mead success story. Okay, unfortunately, it involved Cork losing the semi-final a couple of weeks back, but then Mead went on to beat Dublin in the All-Ireland Senior Ladies football final. And it's a real fairy tale story. Intermediate champions last year, senior champions this year. So how was it like for you watching that final a couple of weeks back?
I suppose it was, it was a tough one for us to take, I suppose, because we were so close to kind of getting to that final, and like we were 2 minutes away from winning, and they took it to extra time. So, I watched the match anyway, and I suppose going into it, I would have fancied Dublin big time. I mean, you had to look, we beaten, I suppose, with 2 minutes to go, and you kind of thought, look, Dublin would kind of do the job as well. But fair play to Mead. I mean, they are, I suppose they have the whole package, don't they? They're young, they're fit, they have a brilliant setup. It's fairy tale stuff. Like I was listening to one of the girls talking after the match, and she was just saying, "Oh, nobody, not one person gave them a chance to win." And of course they didn't. This has never, ever, ever happened before. So look, they have, I suppose they've done the impossible, and they've made it possible. So I suppose it's good for ladies football. It shows that teams can come from a lower grade now and really compete at senior. It gives everybody else in senior grade a good kick as well to say, look, our standards have to raise now to what Mead have brought. And I suppose it's just all around, it gives ladies football, I suppose, it brings excitement around it. Look, there's a lot of girls in Mead, I suppose, have watched that, young girls, and that'll really entice them to play ladies football, as will it too for other girls that were watching it, that anything is possible.
It is, and you never know, the Clonakilty story could mirror the Mead lady story, because the Clonakilty ladies are coming up out of intermediate into the senior ranks. You're coming up as intermediate champions. You're in the senior ranks now, in with all the big teams. Maybe you know it's going to tip you to go too far this year. So maybe it's prime for Clonakilty to cause a few surprises starting this Sunday against Kinsale.
Sure. I suppose we don't look at it like that, but we're looking to make a good stride in senior this year. Look, we know we're only up, and we have a very, very young panel. We've a lot of young girls, but we also have some experience mashed in there. So I suppose we've had a good league campaign, and we got to the final of that. Again, something we probably wouldn't have thought we could do our first year up. But I think management did really well, and they've been really kind of just getting players primed, I suppose, for the championship, and getting players. We're trying to find a system to play and where players are going to be best and where they're going to be playing best. So they used the league really well for that, and it just happened that we won games along the way. So going into the championship, I do think we have, I suppose, done a lot of work in the last couple of months. And look, Kinsale are our first opposition. They've been senior for a couple of years now, so they're going to probably be they're going to ease into it a lot better than us. Like, we're going to have girls who are nervous, I think, playing in their first senior championship. But it's a learning curve for us, and it starts on Sunday. And I think the league has given us a good a bit to work on. But we've done a lot of work since maybe 3 weeks ago, since we played Mornabby that day. And hopefully on Sunday that will kind of show.
You talked there about maybe some of the younger players might be nervous, which is totally understandable. Like, this is up at the senior ranks, but there's the likes of yourself, Martina, there's Claire O'Leary, there's Anya O'Leary. You're very, very experienced players, and you've obviously played at West Cork at senior level for a number of years, and you won the county last year. So you know, and the likes of Anya O'Leary and Claire, what the senior level is all about. So how could you help these young players, even let's say this week, the days leading up to the game, and on Sunday itself?
To be honest, we have such a good group of young girls that, like, they're nearly teaching us stuff at this stage. We'll probably find nearly the only girls there. We're trying to hang on to our positions here. It's that competitive. So look, I suppose the only thing that the older girls can kind of give them is just like play your way into it. Like, we have a couple of games. We don't have to burst on and do everything in the first game. Yes, we would love to win it, and we kind of have to win it to keep progressing. But I suppose we just need to ease ourselves into it as well. And I think our younger girls are really fit, and they're quite strong. But I suppose what we would be saying is really feel your way into it, because the step up from intermediate physicality wise is very different. So it's going to be harder. You're going to get a few harder hits. You're going to be probably sore after games. So it's about feeling your way into it, and we just want to put in a good team performance on Saturday or on Sunday and take it from there, because again, it's building blocks for us, I suppose. Yes, it's our first year, but we do want to make strides as well, and we want to win on Sunday, and putting in a good performance will I suppose help that.
It's brilliant to see Clonakilty up in the senior ranks. Like, obviously, like we said earlier, coming off the back of the intermediate win last year, like the team and the club must be buzzing right now. Like you said, you did a good league campaign, got to the final against Mourne Abbey, Jesus, back to back All Ireland senior champions only a couple of years ago. So that shows how far Clan have come. So it must be a great time to be part of this Clonakilty ladies football team.
Definitely, I think like they've done massive work in the last couple of years with the underage, and that is continued. That's just continued year on year. And we have some really, really, really good under-16s minors, and they've been winning. In their own age groups, which has helped them confidence-wise, I suppose. But like, they've made the step up to senior, and it's been practically seamless for a couple of them. Like, they're coming onto the pitch, and you actually are looking at them going, "Geez, these girls are actually performing," and it's their first year playing, and they're only 16, 17 years old. So we've learned actually a lot from them. And what they've done, I suppose, is they've ignited the thing again. They've really kind of driven it, and they've really probably showed us, look, we're interested in football again. Do you know what I mean? You kind of probably lose it sometimes when you're losing and dropping down levels and stuff like that, but they've really ignited the love of football. And the whole club, like, in fairness, are doing really well as well. Underage have been winning as well this year. And I suppose winning breeds more winning, and it's great that brings a hide in, and hopefully we can continue that with the senior team. And again, look, we're only looking to build, I suppose, and we really want to get girls from under 16 minor in and get them playing games, because look, it's the future of Clonakilty football you're looking at, and you want to just keep those players coming through year and year, and that's how you're going to win. So again, I think what's very important for us is to have a junior team, and we had a really, really good junior team this year, which again helps the senior team. Strong base to build off, and look, all of that accumulates into a really good senior team. And look, we have a great management, we have a great team around us as well that helps that.
So like I said, it all kicks off against Kinsale on Sunday, and also in your group are Éire Óg and St. Bell, so you're guaranteed those three group games in a way. So you might want to kind of tell us your target right now, but what is the goal and objective? Obviously, you want to go as far as you can and as deep as you can into the championship. But considering it's your first season up at senior for the younger girls, it's your first taste of senior football. And like you alluded to, Martina, that's a big step up in terms of physicality. So what would constitute a good senior championship campaign for Clan?
I suppose, like, if you ask all of the players, like, there's we don't want to be saying, oh, look, wouldn't it be great if we won one match? you know, that's not what we're in for. We're going out to win our group games, all of them. And obviously the other teams are doing the same. But for us, I think we have some really, really competitive girls and they don't like losing. So a target is to win. Jeez, we want to be getting to the semi-final. And of course, you want to get to a final in any competition you play. But I think we're looking game on game. We're not really looking forward. We really do want to get a good start and win our first game. And then aim for the next game. I think we're playing St. Val's after that. And like take lessons from each game then, and hopefully that will bring you on to a place that you are playing in semi-finals or finals. But look, I suppose for me, I think realistically, we have to just be focused game on game and building, getting these younger girls mashed in with the older girls and getting a system of play and being comfortable with a system that we can kind of come back to every time. And just look, getting girls stronger and fitter. You have to, there is that jump from intermediate to senior. So I suppose building for the future is really important as well. But look, at the moment, it's just game on game and we're looking to win on Sunday and hopefully that will take us on to the next game with a bit of confidence.
And you're the last line of defence against Orla Finn, against Cybo Larry, two players you know so well from inside in the Cork camp. So how can you stop those two if you see Orla or Cybo kind of barreling through, kind of one-on-one with you? What do you do, Martina?
Oh, I don't know. Like, they're two of the best forwards there. Like, I mean, and they're both on the same team, which is, it's a nightmare. They're going to be a nightmare on Sunday. And, like, with the pace of Cybo, and she's really, really strong as well. And, like, her accuracy, if she's coming in a goal, there's only one thing on her mind and it's the back of the net. Like, and then Finn, the same. Like, she's a seasoned professional at this stage. You know, everything's going to go through her. So they're going to be two big players. But look, they have other players that we have to watch as well. And we have to be very conscious that this isn't just the two players that we watch out and we're going to win that game, because we have to be very conscious that they have brilliant defence and really good midfielders as well. So look, we're going to be obviously very, very aware that two of the best forwards in Ireland are playing against us. But we have two. We probably have a couple of young girls that would like to have a crack off them as well, and that they'd be confident enough to do that. And should I see Orla or Sybo coming in at me, they'll probably only end up one place and probably on the ground. But we'll deal with that if it has to come on Sunday.
You're after whetting the appetite now for the game on Sunday. I'm looking forward to it, Martina. Thanks so much for joining us. The best of luck to yourself and Clan this season.
Thanks for having me.
We all have dreams, but dreams by their very nature can be difficult to achieve. That's where Access Credit Union comes in. Whether it's going to college, owning a car, or building your dream home, your local credit union can help you to fulfill your dreams. Access Credit Union. Funding dreams for over 50 years.
Welcome back to the Star Sport podcast. And quickly, Kieran, just give us a quick look at what else readers can expect in this week's Southern Star Sports section. There's obviously lots of club action across all grades and codes.
Oh, 100%, Jack. It's GA heavy. Like, this is the GA season is in full flow right now. And let's look at the Camogie for a second. I was going to say huge congrats to Innistine, County Intermediate Camogie champions last year. They played their first game up in senior last weekend and they beat Douglas. So they have announced their arrival and the senior stage in some style. So we have a roundup of the County Senior Camogie Championship. Like we said earlier, there's a huge weekend in the County Football Championships coming up, and we have interviews with Declan Hayes of Carberry Rangers, we have Jason Whelley of Island Rovers, we've Sean White of Clannachilty, James McCarthy of Castlehaven, as they give us their thoughts on some huge games for their clubs. Looking back at the Hurling Championship in the weekend just gone, obviously Corrakeen, we spoke about Newson Sound's big win, but for the Bandon Hurlers, they know they're not going to progress to the knockout stage because they lost their last game. But Kilbritton are flying high in the lower intermediate hurling championship. So we have match reports and reaction from all those games in Thursday Southern Star. Looking a bit closer to home in Carberry, there will be new champions crowned in the Carberry Junior A Hurling Championship after Donnie's dethroned Clannachilty last weekend. So we have a match report and reaction from that. And we have a piece, Jack, that I think will be of huge interest to all Carberry GA clubs. It's In 2022, there's a brand new revamped Carbery Junior A Football Championship coming online. At the moment, there's 21 teams competing in this year's championship, but five teams will be regraded at the end of this season. And in Thursday Southern Star, we have the up-to-date points table that will tell you which teams are already going down to Junior B next season, which teams are in a bit of trouble, as in they could lose their Junior A status, and which teams are safe. So I think there'll be huge interest in that, because there's two teams for definite will be regraded to Junior B, and there's a couple of big names who are hovering on the edge right there. So that's well worth checking out. Plenty of soccer too. There's a possibility, it's been touted, the introduction of a winter break to the West Cork League. It's been thrown out there to the clubs. We have the latest on that and a lot more. So yeah, it's a packed Southern Star on Thursday.
Imagine a winter break for the West Cork League after having no soccer for the bones of 2 years. So what do we want to get the new season up and running? Another break in play, but obviously understandable given weather and whatnot. But when the GAA season is not on, I think the West Cork League should take advantage of all the months where there's no football or hurling and just play as much soccer as possible. But look, those are my two cents on that, and I'm sure no one gives two shits. Kieran, let's wrap up this week's podcast. It's been a long one. It's been a good one. We'll be back at the same time next week. If you enjoy these shows, please make sure to rate, review and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slán tomhúil.